I thanked Rabbi Daniel Kleiman for being here last week. I said that people told me I can take vacation again. It doesn't, no harm done. For those that were in shul yesterday, I mentioned that I have the New Zealand cipher. What I'm concerned is writing mezuzahs on Sunday, which according to Chazayin is Shabbos. So I got an email back from him, I guess, over our Shabbos. And he wrote, "Ani mishtadeh lo lichtov biyom rishon." He said, "I can't guarantee it didn't happen once in the 700 euro I sent me, but ani mishtadeh lo lichtov biyom rishon." And certainly he won't do it in the future. So I just wanted to straighten out that nekuda. At any rate, we start Simon Chavez. Whatever bias you have from last week, we'll have to deal with. But I assume that we're all pretty much on the same page. I'd like to start, as we get into it, with the main lomdish shaila of a siman. I'll tell you exactly where there is some confusion in the lomdish. What could be confusing about it? It's a yichud. So in the Agdama to the Sefer Dvar Halacha, Dvar Halacha is written, it's a Likud Sefer, before Likud Sfarim were popular. When the Chazanish was still alive, somebody wrote a Likud Sefer with the Piskei Chazanish on Dinei Issa Yichud. In his Agdama, he makes the following point, which is true, but it's a little confusing. The Issa Yichud is Deraisa. We'll see the source in the Torah in a minute. The Issa Yichud is an Issa Deraisa. He writes in his Agdama that many people think the following. They say to themselves, why is Yichud Asr? It's a siyag against coming to other Averis between man and woman. So man says to himself, look, I'm sure, like I'm willing to bet my Gan Eden on it, that I'll be in the house when someone else is in the house. Nothing's going to happen. If I babysit my niece, my 10-year-old niece, which is an Issa Yichud. So if I bet, I'm willing to bet my Gan Eden, nothing's going to happen. And he's right, nothing happens. So the conventional wisdom is, it says of people, is that there wasn't over on anything. Like, it's a siyog, and he was taka careful, and he wasn't over any avera. So he says that's not true. A siyog is osur be'etzem. Even a derabbanan dik a siyog. Like, you're not allowed to eat milchix within 6 hours or have a number of hours of fleishix. It's a siyag against this and their eyes of basa b'chalav. No one thinks that you can say to yourself, look, I'll eat milchix within 6 hours of fleishix. I'm sure it won't come to eating them together. It's not a heter. The siyag is an isser unto itself, even though it's made as a geder against the deraisa. That's even true about a derabbanan dik a siyag. And a deraisa, alachas kama v'kama. Now, Rav Palm told me once he had gone to Chicago for a simcha, and he said Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was there. He was talking to him about the shaila, which we'll discuss soon, about people who adopt a daughter, either the father with the adopted daughter or the mother with the adopted son. About the shyness of what to do, and sometimes the children don't even know about it. So he said, that Rav Aaron told him about chibuk and nishuk, we could talk. But yichud, there's no heter for yichud. Like, you would think chibuk and nishuk is a bigger shyness than yichud. He said, yichud, it's an issa d'oraisa be'etzem, and it's certainly aser, it's a challenge when a couple adopts a daughter. So it's a challenge. If the wife is out of town, the husband can't go home. He has to bring a shomer into the house. See, so Rav Aaron said, yichud, there's nothing to talk about. Chibuk and nishuk, we could talk about, different type of negiyah shel b'derech chiva. There's what to argue about. But yichud, there's no shaila. Ramesh's tshuva, unadopted children, he says the same lashon. The person, the tshuva, which again, which I'll quote shortly in Chelek Dalet of Evan Hazer, Simisamach Dalet, asked about an adopted child. Same thing. He says, yichud, there's nothing to talk about. Chibuk and nishuk, which Rabbi Shah answers, but he says there's what to argue about. Which means they're saying that the Issa Yichud is an Issa Be'etza. It's not an Issa because it'll come to something. If it doesn't come to something, it's okay. Not true. Issa Yichud is an Issa an Issa Be'etza.
What does that mean, an Issa Be'etza?
In other words, it's an Issa, even if Eliyahu Navi tells you, guaranteed, it's not going to come Lidei anything worse. Well, you're positive. Babysitting a 10-year-old niece, he's not going to... What's he going to do? Or a cousin? You have a boy that babysitting cousins, or it's you think, what's the problem? It's not going to come to anything bad. But the issa yichud is issa be'etzem. A person has, there are problems with being asa be'yichud, even if nothing comes of it. That's what. So it's a very, very big challenge to adopt. It's not a simple thing. You have to be careful with the Issa Yichud. I know in Eretz Yisrael, I know among the Sfaradim, I just know because of whatever reason, they're noyig, when they adopt, they put in a video camera, and they have a neighbor who, if they adopt, let's say, a daughter, when the mother's not home, they tell the neighbor to turn on the screen, to let it show. What? So we're going to learn later, a girl over 3, it doesn't matter when you adopted her, but the girl over 3, there's an Issa Yichud, a boy over 9.
It doesn't make you adopt her when 6 months old and then 3 years old,
different. You can adopt her 1 day old.
And then 3 years old.
And then 3 years old, there's an issue. An adopted child is an Issa Yichud, it's not a biological child. So the Issa Yichud applies. And we had... girls from White Russia, from Belarusia, staying by us for a number of years. We had a couple of them, one after the other. During those years that we had girls boarding by us, and my wife had a wedding or anything, I didn't go home. I came here. I sometimes slept on the couch. When my wife went with my mother to Florida for 2 weeks, I told them, I'm not sleeping on the couch for 2 weeks. You go to your friends. I used to sleep by them for 2 weeks, you know. It was just one night, so I came here. Very comfortable couch.
Sorry to be the same thing then.
What?
Sorry the child be the same thing too.
It depends what the word surrogate means.
Somebody,
biological, if it's not biologically related, there are different types of surrogate children. If it's not a biological child to the father and it's a daughter, then it's a problem.
You're talking about, in some instances, in the basement.
So we're going to get to that. It helps. I mean, when they're using your kitchen, it's good for a few hours. But
no,
yeah. Okay, we're going to get to these halachos.
Is it the Raisa or the Rabbanah?
So we're going to learn in a minute the first Beis Shmuel. Now I wanted to explain to you the confusion. So here I'm telling you that the Issa Yichud is Issa Be'etzem, no matter what. Then on the other shoe, so to speak. We're going to learn that, for example, yichud with a sister is mutter. Why is yichud mutter with a sister? Because a man doesn't have a taiva for a sister. But you just told me a minute ago that the issa yichud has nothing to do with that. The issa yichud is an issa be'etzem. So why are you telling me that it's mutter because you have no taiva? Or by lo be'ir, if a husband's in town, it's mutter. What does that help? You're doing issa yichud. Oh, by lo be'ir, you're afraid. The woman is not going to be mizana. Or is not going to be mizana. It's an issa yichud be'etzem.
The wife, the mother also.
Well, the mother, the pasuk is matir. We're going to see in a minute. The mother and daughter, the same thing as the custom that asks is mat the mother and daughter. But it's not mat the sister. And before they were vatal the etzahara of the sister, presumably it was awesome. So it comes out that it's like Pesach HaShtei Asifim. On the one hand, the Issa Yichud is an absolute Isser. On the other hand, it's only an absolute Isser in cases that could come to Znus. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The definition is very limited of Yichud. We're limiting the scope of it.
A little bit. To
yeah,
most
we're,
of it
we're narrowing the effect of it or the severity. I mean, broadening the severity, narrowing the...
Everyone call them Tzvi's. When we tell Yisrael in 5 weeks, so everyone has to call them Tzvi. Israeli is not going to call them Howie.
They call them in Israel.
They don't know how to say a W.
They call my friend Douglas in Israel. Douglas.
Okay. They think he works for the CIA. That's why they're Douglas. Okay. At any rate, I'm sorry. You can speak up. But don't. You don't understand. It's a compliment. I'm not knocking you. Okay. Everyone can make suggestions on how to spell Howie in Hebrew. So I'm sorry. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Anyway, going back, let's learn. So we have these two competing truths. They're both emes. That it's an iser yichud is an iser be'etzem, and in circumstances where there's no union of taiva be'etzem, it's sort of a, like he said, a categorical exclusion to it, and we're going to see that now. Okay. It's got to be a heter in the deraisa because we'll matter it. So obviously, it's a heter. What? The understanding of this is deraisa. The tersha balpev, the deraisa. The deraisa is just a few words, like most deraisas, but it's part of tersha balpev, the heter by lobi. Let's see if that's true. Let's see. A lesser sif aleph. Sif aleph talks about the basic iser. Osur l'siyached im erva me'arayos. Now clearly it says im erva me'arayos. That means on someone that's osur to you. Bein zekena bein yalda. So even an old lady, even a young girl. We'll have the exact age shortly. Shadava zeh goyrim legale serva. And here's the words. Shadava zeh goyrim legale serva. Because yichud is something that could lead to znus. Chutz meyaim im bina va'avim bitai va'bal im ishtai nida. A man with his wife, which is a nida, is also aser. You see here that a pnuya nida, a single girl is a nida, is included in this deraisa of yichud, because he says baal im ishtai nida has a heter. So this is the rule. Now, once it mentioned the husband, it mentions an exception. The chasan shepirsa ishtai nida kaidim sheyivayel. The chasan whose wife was a nida before the first bia, also lesiachedima. There is, even though generally a husband and wife are mut to be yichud because of paspasaloi, because he'll wait. But for first the four bia, we call it Yitzray Takfai. So he it's also Elahi Yishena Bein Hanoshim, Vuhu Yashen Bein Ho Hanoshim. She sleeps among the women, he sleeps among the men. That means one shema is not good enough. You need a shema for her and a shema for him. Vimba Aleha Bia Rishayna. Once Chasan Kala had the first bia, Achkach Nitmeis, Mutilas Yachidima. Then it's mutter. So this is, I think, a known din. Let's first deal with the first half of the sif. What's the makar for the issa deraisa? So Beishmuel Aleph brings the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Pei, I believe. Asalus Yachid Beishmuel Bishas Nilmid Mikra from the most unexpected source. Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha. The parsha is not talking about snus. That's about better women. Talking about a mesis or mediach, somebody who talks somebody into avodah zarah. But there are extra words. Ki yisischa achicha. If your brother will talk to you about averus, ben imecha. What does it say, ben imecha? Ki ben a mesis v'loi ben av. Well, what does it say, ben imecha? Ele remes. Ben misyachid im imai. That a son is allowed to be v'yichud with his mother. Hasasa is usually done privately. It's done in Ibitzina. So ki yisischa ben imecha ben misyachid im imai b'tais perakabed shabbos kasu yichud eraisa. Also, yichud is issa deraisa l'chei kasev ator. Tais in the Torah say it's an issa deraisa. Now we have a rule in issa deraisa that's not mefurish b'kra doesn't go into the count of tariag mitzvahs. There are actually more than 613 mitzvahs deraisa. It's 613 that are mefurish b'kra. So this, for example, is an iser, but it's not mefurish b'kra. It's not one of the 613. For Rambam Kasev, the language of the Rambam is it's a yichud min ha-kabbalah. It's a yichud is also a divrei kabbalah. This has nothing to do with today what they call Kabbalah. Mina Kabbalah means a Kabbalah from Sinai. Deni Ella Remez B'Torah. V'chein Ein Malkin Isai Ella Makas Maridus. So the Rambam, in a number of places, writes a Lashon Osam and Divrei Kabbalah, certain amount of disagreement, if he means an Issa D'Raisa or an Issa D'Rabbanan. U'b'chlal Araya is Nichlal Chai Ve'Lavim. Included in the Isser is some D'Raisa to be Miyachid with Issurei Lavim. Chen Kosev Prisha. U'b'shas Mevuor Rabasi Omar. Mutal Yachid Im Achoisei Lefishah. So we're going to have soon that a man is not miyachad with his, is allowed to be miyachad with his sister, lefishah. They're not allowed to live kavua, share an apartment together, a brother and sister. But let's say the parents go on a trip to Eretz Yisrael, the brother and sister are left home, so their mutter in a temporary way. Ramesha writes, it's not no number of days. It has to do with the style of living. They take an apartment together, even one day is asr. If it's a temporary thing, the parents go on vacation, so they're home together, so then it's okay. I should mention there's a common problem, because I hear it from the boys in yeshiva, the parents go on vacation, they're home with the sister, no problem. But then the sister invites a friend over, sleep over. So now it's a problem, because this bacher ends up biyichud with a strange woman, with the sister's friend. Now, by day, the sister, we're going to lay, is a good shomer. The man, a boy with his sister and the sister friend, by day, there's no issur yichud. Because the sister is a shomer for the brother. But even though they're chalukei days, that's the bottom line. But by night, the rule is, when it's derech to go to sleep, you need an extra shomer. When it's derech, when it's a time, night doesn't mean after shkia, it means when it's the time people go to bed. When people go to sleep, you need an extra shomer. And therefore, this tends to be a problem that comes up that people are just not aware of.
Lock the door.
On the boy or the girl?
The boy locks his door.
Yeah, but he may have to use a bathroom or go to chakras or maybe even go to yeshiva in the morning. What does he do then? He wants to go to marriage. What does he do?
If he has two friends, it'll be okay?
So two friends by night is still a problem because the man is not being missing miyachad with three women by night. If he has two sisters, it'll be okay. And he has two shomer. He has two sisters. What? If the boy brings a friend, so it's the same problem. It's the same issue. So again, the Beis Shmuel brings that Tosfos in the Torah say D'Oraisa. The Rambam says Divrei Kabbalah. It's not only an erva, that's Karis. It's even Yisurei Lavim. Okay, we're going to talk about Yisurei Lavim when we get to Sif Beis. But okay, this is the Gedder of this D'Oraisa. Sveikus. I should mention that. There were three levels of Issa Yichud. Issa Yichud of an Erva, including Anida, is D'Oraisa. There are three, any one of three factors makes it not a D'Oraisa. Yichud with Pnuya Tahira, with a single girl who's not Anida, that's not a D'Oraisa. Let's learn a Sif Beis, that's Gzeris Beis Dina Shel David. Incredibly, Yichud with the Gaya, is not D'Oraisa. That's the Gezerah of Hillel v'Shammai, the later Gezerah. And Yichud of two and one. D'Oraisa is only one and one. Yichud k'mashmai. One and one is D'Oraisa. When you have any two, in other words, you have two men and one woman, or two women and one man, even Putin, that's not Issa D'Oraisa. It's also, these are the three factors that make it to Rabbanah. And we're going to have at least two of them in Sif Beis. Sif Beis starts, because so we'll get to that. What's a nafkamina d'oraisa d'rabbanan? Nafkamina is the machlokes, when you have a suffix. We're going to have later a serious dispute through the generations of what the heter pesach pesuch l'shusarabim is. If it's enough to leave it unlocked, by day, in the middle of the night, probably not, but if it's enough to leave it unlocked, we have to leave it physically ajar. So Rapan used to say that for Dairaisis, you still have to be Machmer. You can't go into Machlaiks and you have to leave it open. For Drabanans, if it's a Drabanan, the Makam Sairach, so you can rely on a door that's unlocked. In the summer, it's easy to leave the front door open. In the winter, it's cold.
Unlocked means closed, but unlocked. Right?
Means closed, but unlocked. Yeah.
Rabbi, isn't that mashram from the language of the Mechaber? It's probably the language of the Rambam. The second line in the Seish, Shadavar said, "Go Reb Legalos Derba." That's mashram that it's Darabbanon. That it's not.
It's not mashram to Rabbanon. There's some siyogim that are Daraisa. That's mashia, it's a siyag, that's true. The lav davka, then it's a drug.
Okay.
So, at any rate, this is the klal hadvar. Ramesh has a tshuva in Eben Ezra Chelek Dalet, tshuva Samach Dalet, where he touches on the three specifically interesting shaylas. First is, what about if a family is megayer? The whole family is megayer. Husband, wife, and children. They're all Megayer. Now, husband and wife are Megayer. So they have to wait 91 days, and then they're for Havchana, and then they're allowed to get married. They have a chuppah. They wait Lahavchin, in case she's pregnant, between Zerah Kasha and Zerah Shena Kaikshera, and they get married. Now, they're living with their children. In Halacha, Gershon is Gayer, Kakat Shanayladam. So Ramesha was asked, what do they do about Yichud? It's very not practical to have a family be Megayer if they're all going to be Asur and Yichud with each other. So Ramesha brings an interesting Raya Lakula. He says, we learn out Kisuchsa ben Imecha. So son and a mother, presumably that includes a daughter and a father, that the Torah says is Mutter. What about a sister? He said a sister is Mutter. There's no taiva for a sister. But where do you see that in the Gzeres HaKosov? Not only that, it was only later, after the Churban Bayis Rishon, that the Yetzirah for a sister was Batul. So, how do we know that the Torah means to be matir a sister? So Moshe says that it seems part of the Deraisa is that someone, that it's not Teva Shal Adam to have a Taiva for, is excluded. He says the taiva of father to daughter, the lack of taiva is a biological thing. It has nothing to do with the halacha that Gershon's guy can't shenayla dami. The father to daughter idea is biological. And just like a chaysai, they were matis, technically an erva, but when there's no taiva, beteva, it's mutter. So he says, same thing, when a family is megayer, there's no taiva, beteva, so it's us.
So what about
I can hear. So the, you can't say individuals, you know, there's no individuals.
But how do we know by maybe
because it's between, it's not a, you can't say, well, she's so ugly, no one would have a type of her. That's not an objective thing, that's subjective. But biological, that's subjective. What about adopted? That's the second part of the tshuva. After Ramesh's matir biological, so he answers the cases of adopted. He says that there's the same thing, but the other way, that biologically there's no separation between them. It's sad to say, but today in the world there are unfortunately cases of abuse of adopted children. And there are cases of people who are sick in all ways, but putting that aside, Lamaisa, this yichud of an adopted child is an issue. And Ramesha writes in the tshuva, it's especially painful when a couple adopts, let us say they adopt a daughter, and then the mother passes away. So the father who raised the child, literally from when she was born, is now left in the house with this stepdaughter. And asabi, it's a very difficult thing. Or the reverse, if they adopt a son, and the father passes away, you have a mother left. It's an extremely difficult and very painful thing. I don't know how you'll deal with it. It's just a deraisa. If you can rely, it's one thing to rely on video cameras for nisa drabanan, nisa deraisa. I know one nisa shahaya when I was still single and living on 48th Street. There was a similar incident that happened. It was somebody who had remarried, and the stepmother, the two families blended, and the Shalom Bayis, they got along, the stepmother with the children. And after many years, the father died, and there was still one son home. It happened to be an older single son. He was left home. Now, whose home is it? Is this boy's parents' home? His mother, before she died, he lived there with his biological mother and father. He lived there all his life. And then the mother came in and remarried the father, and they lived there for decades. And now there was a very, very painful issue. So they didn't ask me the shayla, but every man in the block was concerned. The psak that they got, he moved into the basement, and they made up with three families on the block that they would just walk into the house at night, here and there. I don't know, I wasn't privy to the information of how often they had to actually come in. But they made up. It was going to have later. Pesach Pesach Shusarabim. They have three, if you're in an apartment house, and the hallway has three families that walk by to their apartment, that leaving the door open is Pesach Pesach Shusarabim. It seems that way from the Chachma Sadam. We'll get Chachma Sadam later. But that was the psak that they got, that he could live there until Bez Hashem he got married. But he could live there in such a way. So it's a painful situation, and that was the head that they got.
From adoption agencies, how do they?
The adoption agency arranges an adoption, but it's up to the parents to keep the halacha. Adoption agency doesn't kasha the house.
But they're creating it. They're looking for not the parents, a day old.
It's better for the child. What do you want to do? Leave the baby in the street? I don't understand what you want to do. The baby goes into a home, and it's a firm home. They're careful with halacha, that's all.
But they can't be together.
Both parents are there, they could be together, right? It's only when the opposite gender parent is not there alone with them. So this is what's done. It is a serious inconvenience, but something we have to be careful about.
The couple adopts a girl, and the wife is sitting wise in the top.
If the couple adopt a girl at night, you say you need an extra shomer. Why is it enough? The question is, if Baila Misham Rasa, if Ishta Misham Rasa needs an extra one at night. I suppose not. We'll get to it shortly. It's going to be in it's coming up in on the page. But the question is if that needs another one. What is number? Is it an extra number? When it's Ishta Misham Rasa, I guess not. Okay, so I'll call upon him. Those are two. The third thing in the tshuva has to do with how often what kokvi is by Yichrov sisters. I already told you, Moshe says it doesn't depend on number of times, it depends on the style of the Yichud. If they take an apartment together, it's a problem immediately. And if the parents just go away for vacation, then it's not a problem, even if it's for somewhat an extended period of time. Okay, so those are the three tshuvas. Now, getting to the second half of Sif Aleph, the din of a chasen shepirse ishtaynida. It's much, much less common today, because the style is that the kala uses basically oral contraceptives to push off the period. It's important for them to know that some people make the mistake, they really don't want to take the pill, so they wait till the month before. If they see it doesn't work, they'll take it then. Taking it just the month before is very often doesn't work halachically. In other words, usually the body needs two cycles to adjust completely. In the first cycle, there is bleeding, despite being on the pill, and the woman could take the pill and become an Ida, and that creates something of an issue. So somebody who wants to play it safe should really go on the pill two cycles before, so that by the time the month of the wedding comes around, things are straightened out. The main downside of this is that there are some women whose moods are severely affected by taking contraceptives. They say all women are to some degree. The hormonal changes. Girls say about each other, one of them is cranky. They say, "Oh, it's that time of the month. It must be that time of the month." It's a little bit of a crankiness. Some women are more severely affected, and it's a hard decision to decide whether to take a chance with a chuppah nida or not. Back in the days when there was no option of taking the pill, so you planned the calendar appropriately. I mean, the pill existed 50 years ago, but people were reluctant to take it for health reasons. And used to go to a chassan teacher, a kala teacher, to plan the day, and usually what we would do is see her normal cycle, and then guess that the cycle gets shorter during the engagement, which often happens. What I used to do is I used to do based on her average cycle, and then based on a 28-day cycle, and take a day that was good with both cheshbonos, a day that was good for the chasm. Today it changed. People are more reluctant to take a chance on a chuppas nida. And also it's harder to get a haul just for the day you want. This will be easier. You pick your day, you get a haul. Today, yeah, you got to scramble to get days that are available. It's a very tricky.
I remember Fabio Collins, a friend of the Rambam, was very much against taking pills to avoid it. I think he felt it was sustaining, and
it
was, I'm not exactly what the reason was.
So, and I'll tell you, the Igris Maisha, the early Chuvis, says taking a pill doesn't help because there's still staining that takes place. So, this was sort of a hot topic. I remember asking Rav Palm, what does Rav Maisha mean, staining takes place? If you find the staining, it's a problem. If you don't find the staining, it's not a problem. Like, where is there a... what does Rav Moshe mean? Don't rely on the pill because staining takes place. So Palm said that it could be Rav Moshe meant she has a vest, she has a cycle, and we assume she bleeds. We take a pill, we don't assume she bleeds. But if the pill doesn't really guarantee anything, so Rav Moshe was against it. Later, when the usage of these pills improved, both in the type and in the dosage, the dosage has changed. I remember I once mentioned to Rav Palm that nowadays in whatever it was, 1990s, nowadays the women don't get bleeding on the pill. It's not true anymore. So Kedarka, he thanked me, and about 6 months later, he called me over. I remember I was outside in front of the yeshiva building. I was leaving. He was leaving. He said, "Oh," he called me over. He said, "You know, I saw Rav Shlomo Zalman says what you said. That nowadays the pills, the Ramesh's concern doesn't exist." So he said to something to I made a comment to Rav Palm. I don't remember exactly what the language was. Rav Palm said, "Look, when you told me I'm going to paskan halachis because a bachur in yeshiva or a younger man in yeshiva tells me something, I wasn't going to change my sack over there. But now I see Rav Shlomo Zalman writes it, so you know, like." I didn't ask Rav Palm, why is Rav Shlomo Zalman better than me? The answer is obvious, but I realized another thing, that Rav Palm said yes to people who told him things. It didn't mean he agreed. A lot of times people told him, I remember once somebody in yeshiva said, "Oh, Rav Palm agreed with me in a certain chiddush." I said, "Yes, Rav Palm." He said, "Yeah," and I plainly said this. I said, "Do you agree with it?" He said, "No." He says, "He's telling people you agreed." He said, "He didn't ask me. He sat down next to me and he told me this." And I said, "Thank you." That's all that happened. Same thing with me. You know, I told him something. He said, "Thank you." He didn't. It doesn't mean necessarily that he agreed with himself.
It's like the Rav selling, telling people you're right.
You're right. All right. So this is the... the issue of a chasm kala. What they used to do... when it was a chasm kala, for a while they would go from the wedding hall and take two hotel rooms, separate hotel rooms. So like nobody realized they went to a hotel. And Ramesha came out against taking two hotel rooms. He felt, not that it's also technically, but it's a big yetzer hara the night of the wedding to take two rooms. So what we used to do is Chasakal used to go stay by one of the parents. They had a, let's say they had a guest bedroom. And they slept in the same room with the door open, and they stayed there for a few days until the woman went to the mikvah. That was the protocol today because of the pill. It's very uncommon. I was at one wedding, relative who I knew was a chuppas nida, and for the ichud room they try to cover it up a little bit, and very hard with there's a mitzvah tats, very very hard. The chassid is with the kallah. So I was curious what they were going to do. They had to have a mitzvah tatzis for the Kedusha family. They schlepped it out, so most of the people left. And then at the end, the Kala's father deals with her. When he finished, he said, Mazel tov, Mazel tov, and everybody left. So, a little tough. But anyway, it's less common today to have chuppas nida. Most of it comes, the woman goes on the pill the last month, and the pill doesn't work, and they don't realize. That's to my little bit of experience. That's when it comes up nowadays. Most of the girls in our community go on the oral contraceptives. All right. So much for Chas and Kala. Let's move on to Sif Beis. Sif Beis is Nisid Rabbanan. She'ira Maisa Amnon V'Tamar. I'm sure you all know the story of Amnon and Tamar. Someone tells me, isn't it Yehuda V'Tamar? What's Amnon V'Tamar? Yehuda V'Tamar. Kisi'ira Maisa Amnon V'Tamar. Now, Amnon and Tamar were not really sisters. They were... they were not brother and sister. They were the son of the Fastayar.
They shared David.
And they shared David, but not they weren't halachically sisters. The mother was still a guy from Yifas Tayar. Because our David Ubeis Dinai al Yichud Pinuya. In those days, Anita went to the mikveh, even if she was a Pinuya, because he ate Vatara, he ate things tar. So Tamar was a Pinuya Tahira. The Pasuk says that after Amnon was Mizana with Tamar, she ran in the street, Vatitzak, and she screamed. So Chazal asked, she screamed? You don't want to advertise what happened. It's a private thing. So Gemara says she went screaming to the Beis Din. She said, in Labas Melech Kach, if this could happen to a Bas Melech, so to somebody else, Arachas Kama V'Kama. And she insisted that they make a Gezeirah. And they were geyser on the Yichud of a Pani and a Pnuya. Third gezeira, and that was the third level, is the rice of the gezeira of Amnon v'Tamar, of Beis Din Shel David. The third is Shavivil Gazru al Yichud Kutis. Made a gezeira even on Yichud of a guy, which wasn't included. Nimsu Kol v'Siachin of Ishish Osel v'Siachin Ima. Ben Yisrael is Ben Kutis. Makin Eshneya Makis Mardus. We said there's no real Malkus because it's not Lav in the Torah. But Makis Mardis they get or Ishva Isha Umachrizin Aleim. We're gonna have to get to what does it mean they machrizin? What are they machriz aleim? So we're gonna see there were machriz that you shouldn't think that she was Mizana. We're not giving Malkus, people are gonna think she was Mizana. Now we don't know she was Mizana, but the hachraza is that it's v'yichud. V'davka v'yadua shenisyachanima. And the only time we give Makis Mardis is if we know for sure. He ain't in the menace of love. If she says, like Thomas says, Amnon was miyachel with me, that's not enough to give Amnon Malkus. I feel like echad ain't in Emon. You need two aidim. Mekamak in b'makir shenira lebezin the ikal lemechers yisura tzarech lahafrishon. Bezdin is still Bezdin has to be nikarim divrei emes, and if Bezdin could tell that there's dvar begav that there's something there, chutz me'eshes ish. Shabbish Asal Siachid Ima. In the Siachid, if an Eshu sis is Miach with another man, ain't like it. Shaloi Lahitzi Laz Oleo Shazinsa Nimsa Mitzian Laz Abanea Shem Amzerim. When an Eshu sis, we're careful. If we're going to give a Malkus, people are going to say, oh, we have to worry the children of Amzerim. So in order to avoid that issue, we don't give malchus.
Is it considered, Rabbi, is it considered a maisa, yichud? Is it lav shein bo maisa? You're just there. You're just in the room. Is that a maisa?
When you walk into the room and it's yichud, it's a maisa. When you're in the room and everybody leaves, that's not a maisa. I guess you could do the aver both ways. Uh-huh.
So what do we say nowadays? What do you say? Yichud. Before they get married, very often, before they get engaged.
There has to be yichud, even after they're engaged.
So how?
They have to go into public places. They have to go in public places.
The car is good enough. I mean, the car.
So we're going to get to it later. I mean, the shiloh of going in a car in a secluded road. We'll talk a little more about it, but the bottom line is going in a car to a secluded road is an issue. Many years ago, I had a bacha that was dating a girl, I think it was Camp Chedva. Camp Chedva is on the same road as Camp Manavu. I think the same road, right? So he said, can I go pick up a girl for a date by Camp Chedva? So I said, it's a secluded road. I picked up my wife, I went dating, she was in Benos. So I met her on the corner. There's that old shul, the broken down shul on the corner, past Benos. Like to us, that's our favorite parking lot because that's where we used to meet when we were dating. But that's a very public road. So I went about the road to Camp Chedva. So I figured I'll call up Tuvia Goldstein. Tuvia Goldstein was then in Camp Arnova, which was in the same road. So I called up Tuvia. So Tuvia said, if an MS, it's a quiet road. But he asked me, does the boy, is he familiar with the road? I said, no, he asked me about it. So I said, she said, zug him, tell him that it's a busy road. And then he could come and pick her up. What's the whole busy road business? That you're afraid someone's going to come. So, I mean, you know, I don't know how it works. If he picks her up 7 or 8 times, to get the gist of it. But anyway, he told me, zug him, lots of maintenance that it's a busy road, and it's good.
What's the definition?
What?
What's the definition of
this? It's a very good question. What's the definition? The loose definition is that somebody's afraid people will walk in on them, will come upon them. Not on every road. You're a New Yorker, you think there are cars on every road. There are plenty of places with them. It's interesting. You tell me. I'll tell you, I have the following suffix. I have. All right, we went to a tkufa where we had girls in the house, so I had the yichud problem. Now we're in a tkufa with boys in the house. So we have actually 5 different boys. One just took his own apartment, so we're down to 4. 2 are in Israel, so we're down to 2. But we have boys in the house. So it's not a problem. Baal HaBir is not a problem. What happens when last week I went to Eretz Yisrael for 2 days? So my wife moved out. She went to her mother to spend the few days with her mother. What happens if I once went to Detroit to be Menachem Avil? After Shir, I flew to Detroit as Menachem Avil. I flew back. I came back, you know, like if I would have had a wedding, a local wedding, it would have been the same thing. You know, my wife wouldn't have noticed. So I was wondering, it's a problem. I wasn't by Labir. I was in Detroit. I was in Detroit for a couple of hours as Menachem Avil, Davin Ma'ariv, and flew back. So I declared, if I don't tell my wife I'm in Detroit, if she thinks I'm in Brooklyn, I tell her, every once in a while I tell her, you know, I'm not coming off for supper, I have to catch up, I'm going straight to shul, you know. So what happens if I fool her? You know, you really can't fool your wife, that's really the problem. She always figures it out. But in theory, if I fool her, I tell her, I'm really, I let her think I'm Be'er, but I'm Chutzli'er. The whole Bible Be'er Heter is because she thinks that you're Be'er. So I'm nervous to be Simech on it, but I wonder, according to Rav Tuvia said, that maybe that would be it. That would be a head. Okay, there's one, what?
Driving at night.
One.
Driving at night, he's on busy roads, driving at night.
Busy notes, the bottom line is that Mutter, well, the Shaka Matai of it we'll get to. Now here, there's one sort of explosive Shaila here, and that is, there's a basic machlokes to Rambam and the Raivin. In Hilchas Ishos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, I believe it's the first machlokes Rambam and Raivin in Seder Noshim. What is the din of a man that's mezana with a single girl who's not a neva? Now, as we're in the Torah, where does it say that a single man and a single woman, if she's not a neva, are osa bibiya? There's no pasuk. All that raya's, it talks about certain relatives are aser, grusha is aser to a kayin, but
where does
it say? What?
If she's
a basula, you're not ma'anisar. It's a consensual. Mefata is only in a ketana.
Yeah, it's not anisar. It's a momentous question.
No, there's no anis in mefata once she's 12 and a half, and it's consent.
David and Virginia was raised at Yichud from New York.
Right.
The seat before that was Mutter.
Yichud was Mutter.
Yeah.
What about Bia? What about Bia? Is Bia Mutter or is Bia Asa? That's the question. So it's a fascinating thing. The Rambam says it's Isalav. Presumably he means, the Rambam understands he means, like see a Kadesha, that the Kadesha is a prostitute. Prostitution is Asr. So the Ravid is on the Rambam. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, what are you talking about? A Kadesha is someone who's Mufkeres Lakayel. A Kadesha is a prostitute. She's for sale. She's Mufkeres Lakayel. If you have a woman that's Mucheddes to one man and not Mufkeres Lakayel, so the Ravid says there's no Issa Deraisa. Incredibly. He says there's no Issa Deraisa. The Rambam holds there is. Now, normally Rambam and Ravid, we assume like the Rambam. However, there's a Tosfos in Kedushin on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. That's like the Ravid. And there's a Rashi in Brachis, I think, on Daf Chav Beis. It's Lachas Medayik. It's like the Ravid. So the question really is, What's the deal? Now here we have a major problem. The Isidai Raisa, the Beishmul said it's even Isurei Lavim in Isidai Raisa. Right? The Beishmul said even Isurei Lavim are included in the Daraisa of Yichud. And then we learned Shira Maisam and Yatoma goes around a Pnuya. But according to the Rambam, a Pnuya is also Daraisa, it's an Isalav Daraisa upon you Pnuya. So Pari Pnuya is a Daraisa, so why do you need Amna in the Tomar? Why do you need Bezin Yishol David? We said any Yisalav is an Issa Daraisa. So what's Shem in the Rambam? How do you understand the Rambam that Pari Pnuya is Daraisa and there weren't guys until Amna in the Tomar?
This is Yichud. This is
Yichud. I know, but the Issa Yichud and someone who's also Bibiya is Daraisa. The Issa Yichud and someone who's not also Bibiya in the Tomar, that's this.
But
he does a shem kedushin.
So it's not.
The hechdim should be mutter. So maybe that's why. Maybe that's why. Kedushin needs two
aid.
You make a problem. I'll tell you why. I have an old kasha. That's one of these kasha I like to ask Rav Shmuel's time. It's a very general question. There's a taz hayadua, a famous taz that a heta mafurish bekra rabbanon can't answer. So how do they ask this yichud? It's mafurish and kra that rus and bayaz rus went be yichud and bayaz a perish in the pasuk. Rabbanon can't answer davar mafurish bekra. Rus went into Bayaz. It's a davar mafurish b'kra.
I once thought Rus was a shade.
But what does that have to do with this?
I don't know, but it's such an interesting thing.
Bayaz was a Shevet Yehuda. But what does that have to do with this? You know, it's mafurish b'kra. The question, it's very troubling.
Maybe it was up in the area and she came in and I maybe people can't walk into the field.
Yeah.
I think the pasuk says she went into his bed. No, but if it's a hetter mafurish, then the rabbanon don't answer. That's a taz's rule. So I'll tell you, there's an orach hashulchan here that addresses Rus and Bayaz. He says a chiddush. He brings siv beis. The orach hashulchan says the following: don't think that before Bezin Shel David there was a hetter of Yichud Pani and Pnuya. Well, that's what I think. That was Mashma. He says, don't think that. Lav, don't say. The Kaidim Lazeh, that before David HaMelech, Hayamuta Yichud Gomor, that a Yichud Gomor of a man and a woman, the part of the was Mutta, Eev Shalaimike. The Pshita Shazel Karav Lavi Lidei Aveira. It's only Asr. Afil B'machayles Asurim Lachal Yachad. Not even allowed to dance in circles. He doesn't mean holding hands. He means that men are men circle, girl circle around each other. It's also Kiddik Siv. Listen to what he says. It says, this may sound familiar, Bachurim Begam Besulais Zekeinim Im Na'arim Yalu Hashem Hashem. So it says Bachurim Begam Besulais Zekeinim Im. It means with Na'arim. Like Siv Bachurim Im Besulais. So the bachurim began besulai, the kainim im narim. Shramir the lelech yachad b'machal bachur besulai is a gamaru. That's certainly its aser. The chen b'say shayftim when they wanted to get shtuchim for the bnei binyamin, they did it in the vineyards or tubav. They did it in public places. They didn't do it in a yichud place. So he says alavade is a gamaru. Lo yemnichem ban b'nayis shila in the case of binyamin shisavri ma'am elam. He says like this: Mina Torah, a yichud kavua is aser single people, even not a nida, still aser. Yichud arai is muti. He doesn't define arai yet. He says this, which the Rambam Shulchan Aruch say that they answered. So that's yichud arai. They answer mishum midrabah. Umashe nisyachta rusim bayas. Vishahisa writes a shisianu kamaisha alala. Why Rusim Bayaz? He wanted her to marry him. He wanted that she get married. So it's Xera Tubia? He wanted she should be Vayala Lashem Kedushin. That was her goal.
She made the move
so,
on him.
So one second. So the question is, Sefer Devar Halacha says, let's try to Aruch Shulchan Rusim Bayaz. That's called Kvias, that's called Arai.
Arai.
If it's Arai, so what do you have to ferend for? You just said Arai is Mutter Minat Torah. Just said it's Mutter. Elamai, it's Kavua, this is their Isa. So where's the Heter? What's the Heter? You should write to GCM. He said, he doesn't say what it means. The way I understand he means is somehow that's called Kavua, I'm not sure why. And Afal Piken, it's Mutter, because he writes to GCM. What's Xera to Bia? But if he does Bia, so that's what she wanted. They should be by Allah Lashem Kedushin. So this is the way I would understand. Now, Rabbi Yaakov just asked the kasha, you need Eidus L'Kiyume by Kedushin. That's a shtaka kasha. Rusim Bayaz, if a man gives Kedushin to a woman and there are no Eidim in the room, even he meant, she meant, if you give Kedushin, it's not a Kedushin without a. So I'm not sure how this pshat in the Aruch HaShulchan fits. You write to Shisiana, he wants her to marry her later. Not a heter when you're dating, but you see to be over yichud. So it's very difficult to know what he means. He addresses this. He says Rusim Bayaz is different, but he doesn't exactly address what's different. Right? So she's Sienna. Everybody's dating. He's not mutter in yichud. So what's him who comes to yichud is us. It doesn't matter who. I understand. You're right. I guess he already hinted to her that he planned to marry her. During the time they were together, he hinted to her, Rashi says, the Gemara says, and Rashi brings in Rus, when he gave a teen, he gave her a remez that it's going to come from us, Malachim, Ubnei Malachim, so it could be that that's why. So, what? Yibom needs Eidim also. So, what? So, I don't know what's Kavua and what's Arai, I'm not sure. It sounds like Kavua means planned, and Arai means it worked out that way. It worked out that way, but that's what it sounds like. But I'm not sure. It's Darach HaShulchan who says this, and okay, that's his get. So I'll call upon him. What? He did not want Aiden. Yeah, because he wanted to offer into time. Yeah, nothing happened. So, bottom line, the story of Amnon and the story of Bayez and Rus, which anyway is a teller. Like, you know, you go climb into his bedroom in the middle of the night, it's very hard to understand. And there's some Sefer, I like to say because it's amusing. Some Sefer writes, what was the rush that you had to go that night? He says because that night was the night before Shivasa B'Tamuz. Because you make a cheshbon, it says they came on Pesach, but you make Tzirachitim, Tezvav. Now you need 3 months to Avchana. So Nisan to Ir, to Sivan to Tamuz. The 3 months are up. So some Sefer writes, Nomi told Rus, tonight you're eligible. Tomorrow starts the 3 weeks. We don't make weddings during the 3 weeks. Tomorrow shall also be Tammuz. So if you don't do it now, you're going to have to wait 3 weeks. So it's a rush to go now. So Sefer writes that the 3 weeks starts tomorrow. There's no chasness tomorrow. That's the words of some Sefer instructions. So interpret it as you like. That's what he... What? Okay.
How do you account for
the
3 weeks between the return of Shabbos and the